Good morning, everyone. The Mary Griffith Show is underway, and we have Dr. Brian Renfro from John Wood Community College. He is here fresh off the board meeting last night. Welcome to the Mary Griffith Show.
Well, thank you, Mary. It's great to be here, as always. And you're right, we had a late night last night.
Yeah.
But some good stuff to share, too.
Well, and we've got that, and we're so excited about that because I do want to talk about what happened last night, and I also want to talk about what happened yesterday in the governor's budget address.
Oh, yeah.
But you're going to be coming on regularly after the John Wood Board of Trustees meetings. And, you know, oftentimes the good news that happens at John Wood gets overlooked in the media. And so we want to kind of rectify that this year. You were
Sounds
nice
great.
Enough to come on when you first came on board on the college, and now we're going to have you on as a regular guest here on the Mary Griffith Show the day after the Board of Trustees. So let's talk about in-district tuition has been frozen for the third straight year. Didn't you get the memo that college is too expensive for most people to afford?
Yeah, we did get that memo, and we wadded it up and threw it in the trash can because, you know, at John Wood Community College, we're about making higher education accessible for everyone, and financial factors can be a barrier to that. And so we just work really hard and sharpen our pencils to balance the budget. And if the numbers allow us, then we try not to increase our tuition. We did have to do a $15 increase on out-of-district tuition, and that's because of a state regulation that we have to be within a certain percentage of those tuition, the tuition of our surrounding schools. So that's why we had to do that, but we get to regulate our in-district rate ourselves, and we felt like we looked at the budget, and we felt like with the enrollment increases that we've had, which is, you know, brings in increased revenue, the property tax values, et cetera, that we'd be able to at least go another year without a tuition increase.
Well, I'm glad to hear it as a taxpayer of the John Wood District, and don't apologize for out-of-district. I mean, let's face it, my tax dollars pay for that, and I want everybody to have access, but I'm sorry, you know, if you're not paying the property tax that supports the school, we ought to get a little out of you somehow.
I couldn't agree with you more. That's the way the system's set up. So
that is good. You know, one thing that, before we get into John Wood specifically, one thing that really interests me as a graduate of the University of Illinois, our flagship school. Now, granted, it is 3.5 hours away, or 3 hours away, depending on how fast you go on 72. But Missouri and Columbia, worse roads to get there. But more kids, at least my opinion is, more children, more students in this area choose Mizzou over Illinois. Why do you think that is? Does Illinois not recruit enough over
here?
Do they not have the programs that are wanted? Because to me, these are both flagship schools. They have ag programs. They have all the programs. Both of them offer all the programs. Yet around here, most of the kids seem to go to Mizzou. And I don't just mean northern Missouri kids. I mean kids over here. Have you seen that to be the case?
I've noticed that, too. When I first moved here, I was a little surprised. Of course, you know, I'm both an alumni of the University of Tennessee and the University of Arkansas. So obviously a Mizzou rival. I couldn't understand why you would want to go to Mizzou at all.
Nobody can
from a personal perspective. But I think looking at the University of Illinois is definitely a top-notch school. You know, we have a great partnership with them for our ag program at the Orr Center out in Perry, which is a growing program as well. But I think, you know, they have limited capacity and the number of students that they accept. It's a very competitive process. And I think a lot of the students are maybe looking for a more guaranteed path. I think the University of Missouri has been pretty aggressive at waiving out-of-state tuition, which actually, I haven't really done the analysis on this, but might make it a little cheaper than staying in-state. I think we see a lot of our higher education exit the state of Illinois as a whole, and I think part of that is the fact that they haven't adopted the philosophy of John Wood at trying to keep that tuition as low as possible.
You may have hit the nail on the head, and it is true. There's nothing absolutely, even though it just makes me almost gag to say it, there's nothing wrong with the University of Missouri. But Illinois is a little bit more expensive. And, you know, once you get a tradition going where people like Mizzou and people go to Mizzou, but the ag program you've got a guaranteed pathway that guarantees their transfer credits to U of I. Do kids ever have trouble getting into U of I as long as they stay on your path?
Not that I'm aware of. Our ag students go to a variety of schools, the Western Illinois. I mean, and some do go out of state. We've had some go to Oklahoma State, some go to Iowa State, go Cyclones. You know, which is my third school that I graduated from, so.
At least he graduated. I was going to say it's the third school I went to and got kicked out of, and I was going to say maybe we should have looked at your resume a little bit closer before we hired you. Did you have to prove that you actually graduated from any of these fine institutions?
I actually had to provide transcripts. Yeah.
Wow, because I was going to say, you know, with that record of going to all those different schools, you're either very, very smart or you just cheated a lot.
You know, that's how they put that doctor at the end of the name. And, you know, I'm not
piled,
sure.
Piled high indeed.
That's right.
Okay, so obviously, in a way, John Wood doesn't have a dog in the fight. You don't care where they go to college. You just want them to, if they want to continue on, you want to make the pathway as quick and easy as possible.
Yeah, our goal really is to inspire students to strive for higher education. And for some, staying at home is the best option. And for some, financial commitments require them to look for a less expensive option. And that's really where we try to provide the same kind of quality. And we really do focus. The state of Illinois has what's called the IAI, which is the Illinois Articulation Initiative. And all the higher education institutions across the state work to make sure that courses in our general education core will transfer and are the same across all those institutions. So you can come to John Wood Community College and take those IAI courses, if you will, the general education core courses, and they'll pretty much be guaranteed to transfer anywhere within the state. Now, some of them are major dependent, so if you change your major, you might not need that course anymore. But I think it's a pretty robust system. There's some legislation that's being proposed this year. I know you heard the governor's speech yesterday, but he didn't talk about, but another piece of legislation is called Common Course Numbering, and that's where we would take that IAI even a step further, and the courses would actually have the same name, the same number, and the same course description for all across the state, which really eliminates any type of confusion.
So if you take Sociology 101 at John Wood, it's the same as Western Illinois.
That's exactly right. Any of the state-funded universities and community colleges.
Something just came to me. Maybe nobody that goes to Mizzou knows what articulation means. So maybe
Maybe their
program is EIEIO.
My CFO, Josh Welker, super guy, super smart. But he's a Mizzou grad, and so he and I give each other a hard time.
That'd be really a fun day at the office.
So we do have a lot of fun. But actually, I would come back and say, from what I hear from students who are transferring to Mizzou and what our advisors tell us, they are very transfer-friendly in taking the courses from John Wood. So, again, that's a plus, because
a lot of kids want to go there. Yeah. I mean, and my own godson graduated with his master's degree from there. So, and he's actually paying taxes now and is some benefit to society. So it's really good. I always, of course, wish more people from here went to Illinois, because I think we need an alumni base here that is a little bit better. And, you know, they don't even do my major anymore. They figured out that was worthless.
Yeah.
So they quit that. It was interesting. And this is how colleges have to respond to their alums, too, especially when they give money. They called me years ago, you know, do we need to do this for the School of Journalism? I said, you need to just get rid of the School of Journalism. Right. Nobody wants to be a journalist anymore.
Field they all want to be a so
talk,
rapidly,
talk show
right?
host. Yeah. They don't want to learn any, you know, how to be a journalist. I said, you need a School of Medicine. Well, I particularly think it was my suggestion.
The whole reason
why we have a medical college now at Champaign-Urbana.
Yeah.
But there again, the state of Illinois dumped a lot of money into that school. But what do we need more? We need a lot more doctors.
Yeah.
Nobody's talking about a shortage of journalists.
That's correct.
So I think that that is one thing that big state universities like Illinois move so slow. When they see the iceberg coming, it just takes so long to turn. But John Wood, you really can kind of turn on a dime. If you like your culinary arts, when you figured out, hey, this needs to happen, really within about 12 months, it had happened.
We have a process that we have to go through with both the state, the Illinois Community College Board, and also the Higher Learning Commission, which is our accrediting body. But if we know that the industry needs something, we can also deliver it in a non-credit format until that credit approval process has gone through. So we try. Sometimes I don't think we're fast enough, but we do tend to probably be able to move a little faster than the universities.
Well, let's get right to the meat of it. You're not going to raise in-district tuition. You've got enrollment that's going up. People like John Wood. I mean, the way you vote is with your feet and with your pocketbook, and people obviously like the product you're putting out. We do have Quincy University. We do have Culver Stockton. We do have Hannibal LaGrange. We do have Western Illinois University. And with the highway, you could almost say if you had classes on Tuesday or Thursday or just Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you could be a commuter. But by and large, anybody who's already an adult, maybe has a family, they're not going to be able to commute to Illinois State, Western, Southern,
correct,
or certainly not the University of Illinois from a job and home in Quincy. So the governor wants to maybe make things like John Wood Community College not just be a community college, be a community college, but have a four-year degree program. That's a nice thing to say. I can't imagine what the workings of that. So let's go down into the sausage factory.
Sure.
Because, I mean, you can't just, okay, we'll do that. I mean, you have, something's got to happen. So are you enthusiastic about this, or do you say, now, wait a minute, let's stay in our lane, or how are we going to fund this?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I kind of have a unique background in regard to baccalaureate degrees in community college. I've worked in a couple other states, and in Colorado, I worked at Colorado Mountain College for several years, and we were in one of the first community colleges in that state to deliver a baccalaureate degree. It was located in the heart of the Rockies, very rural region, serving rural populations, and there was a teacher shortage. We had trouble with teachers, and so the Colorado Mountain College worked with the state of Colorado to develop a teacher education program that would better serve the local schools and communities. So I saw a win there. When I worked at Tyler Junior College in Texas, we were one of eight community colleges that offered a baccalaureate degree. East Texas in particular had what I would consider a healthcare crisis, in that we had several local universities that delivered masters in healthcare administration. We had a lot of associate of applied science degrees, nursing, paramedic, surge tech, radiology, sonography, and a lot of those folks would get their applied associate's degree, and there was no bachelor's degree in healthcare. And we worked with the local university, our local hospital providers, and the local university was not really interested in delivering that degree. And so we created a bachelor's of applied science, so an applied degree, in healthcare technologies and medical systems. And it was really a healthcare management degree, but focused on using the technology in order to do that. So my career has led me to see some real benefits from baccalaureate degrees in community colleges. The cost factor, again, we've talked about that, can be a real plus. But I think you kind of hit the nail on the head that it's when you're making the sausage. The states and the higher education partners need to work together to outline what the parameters for that would be so that there's not duplicative efforts. But we're expanding opportunities, and primarily opportunities, much like the community college mission, where we're creating opportunities for students that might not otherwise have access to higher education. And I really think that that's the spirit and at the heart of what's behind baccalaureate degrees in Illinois among the community colleges. Having been here 2 years, I work with the presidents on the President's Council from across the state. When I got here, it was an initiative they were talking about. They've been talking about probably for maybe 10 years. So I think a lot of work and a lot of timing has gone into it. But I think you're right. There's a piece of legislation that's got to go forward. Obviously, that has to pass. But then it's going to be really about how the universities and the state system works together to ensure that those are degrees that are truly meeting the needs of our population to improve our workforce, to improve the economic forecast of our workforce, to be able to improve the earnings and the taxes that those folks would pay So I think there's a lot of work to still be done, but I think there could be some really positive things to come for the state of Illinois, and in particular in rural communities, much like ours, and maybe even some that are more rural than ours across the state.
Dr. Brian Renfro, president of John Wood Community College, commenting on Governor J.B. Pritzker's call for some two-year colleges to offer four-year degrees in some professions. Now, let's talk details.
Sure.
For example, we have a severe nursing shortage and allied health field shortage, but we have Blessing Riemann College of Nursing.
Yeah.
So would this be something where we still need so much more capacity that John Wood could get involved with that? Or
you
is
know,
that something you'd say, maybe
you
not?
Know, we're closely involved with Blessing now, and many of our nursing students who decide to go on for a four-year degree go to Blessing. And, you know, both Quincy University and Hannibal Grange University have partnerships with Blessing for BSNs as well. I just don't see that it's something that we would do unless Blessing came to us and asked. But I think we're all doing the best that we can to meet the nursing shortage. And part of that is, you know, out-migration. A lot of folks want to live in the big city, and they want to experience that. And once they get their education, they have the opportunity to be able to do that. So I think creating more incentives for folks to stay is important in that component too.
Well, we have to resign ourselves to the fact that, you know, a 20 or 21-year-old person, male or female, who graduates with that Bachelor of Science in Nursing and can go anywhere and make almost, you know, well, let's just say a good 60 or 70 thousand.
Yeah.
You know, the lure of the big city may attract them if they're single, especially.
Yeah.
Then we hope that we keep in track with them. And when they have their first couple of kids, they say, I don't want to raise my kids here. This was nice working in the trauma center where a gunshot came in every night.
Right.
That was exciting. But now I think I'll return to good old West Central Illinois and work at Illini Hospital. So the whole idea is to give people a chance maybe to change careers or advance a career who already live here and aren't going to go anywhere. And this would probably be more for the non-traditional students. So what about teachers? Now, there's a perfect example.
Yeah. You know, that's one that I think we have to look at. I've looked at education as a technical field in a lot of ways, right? Because we are teaching people to teach, and there is both an art to that, but also a science behind it as well. As a teaching institution, the community college doesn't really focus on research. And many of our four-year institutions in education focus on research. And there's nothing wrong with that. It plays a vital role. I think it will be interesting to see how the teacher shortage plays out in Illinois and what they want to do and how they do it. I do think that the community colleges could play a vital role to that.
Do you see that? Well, I'll just ask you. If that's not, let me go back and ask you the question I should have asked first. If I had only graduated from John Wood instead of U of I would have asked this question first. What do you see as a thing that you might have a four-year degree in?
Yeah, you know, right now we're not really in, I don't think we're in the position, but I think you're probably right that teacher education would be one that if the community wanted to support John Wood in doing, we would look at considering. We've been working on that program and improving it over the last 2 years. We've just made some other curriculum changes that kind of delineates early childhood education from the K-12 education system, and there's some overlap at the early grade levels. But we think that will help facilitate transfer. So it might just be that we have a stronger transfer partnership. We've worked with Western on that. We've worked with QU on it as well. So I don't know that it's something that we'll need. The cost savings for me, when I look at somebody who is really passionate and want to be a teacher, and they go to a university and spend a considerable amount of money, their entry level salary is not really a great return on their investment. So being able to do it at a more affordable institution could be an advantage and incentive, but I also think it's probably an incentive for local folks to want to stay and teach in the school districts they probably attended or grew up knowing.
Well, I have a weird question for you because I've never understood this, and you can explain it to me. As a graduate of a recognized university, a four-year degree, I could probably not get hired by you, but I could apply at John Wood and teach at John Wood because I have a bachelor's degree and I would be teaching an associate's degree. So I'm qualified, on paper at least, to teach at John Wood. But I can't teach second grade in Quincy, Illinois, because I don't have the training necessary to teach a second grader. Now, granted, the adults in the class will say, Professor Griffith, you're not really meeting my needs. Could you explain yourself? Whereas a second grader is just like, I don't get it. Right. They tune out. But what is the weirdo thing about life? Not that I want no qualifications.
Sure.
But you could go your whole life and just go to school and get your PhD and teach. And you never had any real experience in the world at all. You know, you could be a political science doctorate and never run for office, never hold an elected office.
Never work on a campaign.
Never work on a campaign and Professor X.
Yeah.
But, you know, someone who I'm kind of smarter, not every day, but I'm smarter than a second grader most days. I can't apply for a job that's open in the Quincy Public Schools as a second grade teacher because I don't have enough education.
Yeah, and that's pretty much true in all states. First, I'll back up and I'll. First of all, we would love to have you teach a class at John Wood Community College.
Don't blow me that. So, there's no way I'm qualified.
We'll work on your look at your schedule and we'll see. I will tell you a little bit about those qualifications. The Higher Learning Commission, our accrediting body, our external accrediting body, you're kind of close on that, and it does require that faculty who teach hold a degree, one degree higher than the degree that they are teaching for to award. But an associate of arts or an associate of science are designed to transfer to meet a baccalaureate degrees. Therefore, if you're teaching in one of our transfer programs or transfer courses, you must hold a master's degree in that course. In that discipline, or a master's degree in a related discipline, but 18 graduate hours. They want you to have the depth to go beyond what that degree is.
John Wood is a reputable institution, would not hire at the very minimum. They would hire, that's why you have doctorates work. That's why you have very high-level people working there. Yeah, I was just commenting on the kind of strangeness of it.
But now the K-12 system is completely regulated, separate accreditation. Mm-hmm. State sets those regulations and guidelines in all states, and the teacher certification process. You know, if you do have a bachelor's degree, most states, and including Illinois, have an alternative certification that you can go through, and they're really teaching you how to teach more so than they're actually teaching you the content. Because clearly, if you have a bachelor's degree, you know that.
Just
content.
Because you know second grade math doesn't mean you can teach
it.
Second grade math.
That's
and I
right.
recognize that. I mean, I was kind of a facetious question, but it always interests me because at my advanced age, I have been volunteering now as a school classroom mentor for over 20 years.
Well, you've
and
seen
some
it,
days I think I missed my calling. Some days.
Yeah.
I think
some
I missed my calling. But it's go be a substitute teacher. And I said, okay, maybe I'll think about that when I retire from here. But,
alternative certification process and get your teaching certificate.
Well, then I'd have to admit I don't know anything. And right now I can just sit here on my pedestal and say, I'm so smart. But so teaching might be one way. But at this point, despite the governor saying we're going to open up this pathway, you don't really see John Wood saying, this is exactly what we know we want to do. We want to go right forward with this.
No, I don't. I don't think that's the approach we take with any of our programs. If you look at our FAME program, our Federation for Advanced Manufacturing Education, which is an advanced manufacturing degree focusing on automation and technology in manufacturing production, that's one. You know, we met with business and industry. There are six industry partners that are heavily involved in that. And we made sure that we designed a program that meets their needs, that they're closely involved in that. And that's what we do. We don't just decide what we want to do. We work with the community. We work with our other higher education partners. And that's how we decide where those gaps are and how we can fill them. And I think it will be incumbent upon the state if they put this community college baccalaureate program into process to ensure that there are checks and balances there so that when a community college does go forward with a baccalaureate degree, that they will have both community support and support from local or surrounding universities. Because our universities can't do everything and our community colleges can't do everything. But meeting business and industry needs is something that we all have to do.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, hopefully, can you stay? Your secretary says no way.
I know. Well.
Okay. Well, yeah,
she's looking out for me.
She is. Boy, I tell you, you're kind of like when Meghan Markle went on the first date with Prince Harry. He told his security guy to come in and get him after 15 minutes. But it was going good, so he waved him off.
Yeah,
so this
him
is
off.
Okay?
Yeah,
okay.
Let me check. You. I'll get my text messages.
Okay.
Yeah, looks like it's going good.
We're
going to
take a break, go up to the URSA Farmers Cooperative and see what's happening up there. You stay tuned. We're going to get down more into what John Wood does for our community. We're back talking with Dr. Brian Renfro, and he says that even though the governor has proposed that maybe two-year schools like John would be able to offer a four-year degree, at this point he doesn't see perhaps a need for it. Maybe it would come out of that manufacturing, if that would seem to me the most pathway
sure,
that right now could be. But again, I never thought about, well, I did think about this, like, who the heck going to pay for this?
Yeah.
So if John Wood Community College were to take something like that on, you couldn't just do that unilaterally. You'd probably have to ask for a vote of your taxpaying citizens, because surely you'd have to have more money.
Would they provide all the money? The way the legislation is funded now, it's a differential tuition rate. So students, they came to you for their first 2 years as normal, they would pay the regular tuition rate, the one that we just froze for another year. But then when they move to their 300 and 400 or those junior and senior level courses, they would have a higher tuition rate that would help offset the cost of that baccalaureate degree.
So it offset the cost, but it certainly couldn't pay for it all, because your tax dollars don't pay for everything
that goes to
John Wood.
That's correct.
So there would be there'd have to be some kind of buy-in from the community.
Or base operating. And that's why I said we would never do anything without, you know, well, first of all, we probably wouldn't do it unless the community asked us to. So if the business and industry came to us and we identified a need, and obviously we would want to work with our university partners that are in our service district as well.
Well, it's very important. Okay, we've talked about the tuition freeze. Fantastic. We've talked about enrollment increasing. Every day, right after the Mary Griffith Show, Dave Ramsey comes on and basically says, you don't need to go to college.
Yeah.
And if you do go to college, you do need to go to community college. So at least he's giving you half. You're getting half a credit. You're getting half a credit. But more and more, I am just amazed. You know, I'm so amazed at people who spend. And again, college is not just a vocational training program. You know, I took a lot of classes in college that enriched me, but don't necessarily. They enriched my mind and my thinking ability, but they don't necessarily go into my day-to-day life. But, you know, French literature, for example, is something nice to know. It doesn't have any meaningful application right now in my day-to-day life here, but it's still, I'm glad that, you know, I took some classes in that. But I think more and more people are looking at college as a vocational school when we have plenty of vocational schools. So what is your attitude about that? Because John Wood really offers some very vocationally driven.
We do.
You're going to get this, and you're going to make this much money when you graduate, as opposed to, you know, an art history major from the University of Illinois. It's like, well, you'll be, you know, I hope you like the Starbucks you're getting coffee from, because that's where you're going to be working. So, you know, let's talk about that. College is important, even if it's not vocationally driven.
I agree with you. I think, you know, we do see more students probably looking for a return on their investment and are more conscious about what they're deciding, you know. But we have engineers, doctors, and lawyers, and the folks who build the bridges, you know, obviously have four-year degrees and master's degrees, and the folks who are curing cancer and working on those things have bachelor's degrees and master's and doctorate degrees as well. So I think it's important to realize that many of our professions do require higher education, but many of our professions also can be done in a two-year associate's degree with skilled technical trades. And many of our professions that are breadwinning or family sustainable wages can be done in even in shorter term, like truck driver training, for example. You know, you got a 6-week program there where you can come out and make a pretty good sustainable wage for supporting your family.
But this is my thorn in my side when it comes to truck driver training. Not John Wood per se, but just truck driver training. Okay, I sat here in this chair when truck driver training started at John Wood, and there was such a shortage of truck drivers, and this was going to solve some of our problems and everything. Well, I think what we fail to realize is driving a truck is not easy.
It's not.
And so you take this class, okay, I want to be a teacher, and then you find out, I can't stand children, or I want to be a nurse. I don't like blood and crabby sick people. So you take this truck driver training, and you're fully ready. I'm going to go out there and make $60,000 a year, and by golly, I've got this training. And yet every year you manage to fill those seats because people don't do it.
Yeah, they don't stick with it, or it wasn't what they thought it was going to be. So I think that's one of the things we've really tried to shift our gears with our Guided Pathways initiative at John Wood Community College. We've really tried to target more of our students who are undecided and don't know what they want to do, and not talk about what do you want to major in college, but what job do you want? What career do you want? We've even reorganized the college a little bit, and now what used to be admissions and advising is called Pathways, because our goal really is to get you on the right path towards that career that you want to be on. And that gives you time to explore it. We also try to do as many internships or job shadowing opportunities for the students that are available to help them, you know, not just think they made the right decision, but to know they're right. Made the right decision before they invest 2 or 4 or sometimes even 6 or 8 years of their life.
The other thing that is changing so rapidly, and it's hard for old folks like me, you're not up there yet, but yeah. I've worked for this company for 37 years. I have worked in this market. Now, granted, different people, you know, different companies, but in the 37 years I've worked for this company, we've had 5 different owners. So I've technically worked for 5 different companies in my time sitting right here in this chair. But before that, I worked at multiple companies in this area, all doing basically the same thing. So I've spent my whole career dedicated to here, and this community has shown me that reciprocal dedication. 22-year-old young women getting out of college now don't want to... they don't figure they're going to be sitting behind the same microphone or are doing the same job for 37 years, and they're talking about the job they're going to do in 15 years hasn't even been created yet. They don't even know what it is because it hasn't been invented yet. So one of the problems that you have to do as a community college, you're trying to build local workforce and do all this, but kids don't have any loyalty to, I mean, maybe their dad worked at Knapheide Manufacturing his whole life, but are they going to do that? Who knows? Now, that I shouldn't use them as an example, because there's a perfect example of an employee that pretty much treats their people right. They don't have a lot of turnover, but they do have a problem getting new workers.
Of our manufacturing industries, that's one of the reasons that FAME, our Federation for Advanced Manufacturing Education Program, came into existence. And I think when we put that program together, it's a national model, other states have it. We knew it's not going to solve the employment crisis in manufacturing in West Central Illinois, but it's one more piece of the puzzle to help, and to help ensure that students know what they're getting into when they're going into that manufacturing environment, but also that allows them to accelerate so that they don't spend as much time maybe where they would in the entry-level positions, but by combining that education with the work and the training all into one package, they can rapidly move through and advance in the profession faster.
The only way we're going to grow our population here is if we can get more people who are born here to stay here. Not that it's not attractive to come here,
sure.
But once you get here, you kind of like it. But you're going to have a hard time, come to Quincy, and I don't care, you can take them down Main Street and show them those houses, you can talk about our symphony, and if you'd like to go boating, here's a river. People, it's hard.
Yeah.
But if they already love this area, they may have to go away, but then they might return. Is John Wood, in your day-to-day, when you talk with your board of trustees and you talk to people, do you care about that, Brian Renfro, or are you just worried about they're here and we're educating them?
We do, because, I mean, the community college is an economic driver, and so helping our students who want to stay is important. Educating our students who don't know what they want to do is really important, too, because most of the time those folks are going to stay around, and so we want to give them a skill and put them to work in a profession that they're happy with and that they can contribute to our society with. So we care very much about that, and that's why we try to to partner with Gretiff. I think maybe the last time I was on here was with Kyle, but also with the chamber, and try to be engaged in the community as possible to understand their needs. Our partnership with Blessing, I mentioned that earlier. I'd mention it again because, you know, they have their own nurse training program, but we offer one that different students may want to come to, you know, and so we try to cater the best we can to meet those needs.
Well, I noticed last night the trustees accepted $105,000 in grants from the Illinois Community College Board for non-credit workforce training. So in other words, you know, I just want a job. I don't need an AA or initials after my name. I just want a job. And for some of those, that could be a 6-week, 6-month, 1-year training program. If you don't care if you wear the Harvard tie, you just want a job, you offer that.
That's right. So our non-credit, that grant in particular is a follow-up to a grant that we had last year. And it really focuses on electrical, mechanical, industrial maintenance type training. And so we have both folks that are coming off the street to take those classes, but also folks from the manufacturing employers that are sending them to that. And that state funds help offset that cost. So they're able to train their employees at a better rate, if you will, and in this particular case, the grant's picking up the entire tab. And so, you know, those employees view it as an investment in themselves, and so it's a retention effort for them too. So we do. We, you know, I think sometimes when we look at what the community college does, some of the programs I'm most proud of are GED program.
And we'll talk about more the next time you come. Because we're out of time.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Always goes fast.
So when his secretary calls, I say, I'm sorry, he was on for 10 minutes. I don't know where he is now.
That's right.
You know, but anyway, thank you so much for your
valuable
time. Because the president of a college has a lot to do, especially on a pathway day.
That's right.
So we really appreciate you doing this. And you'll be back next month and every month after that.
Because
we have a lot to talk about with John Wood.
Thank you. Look forward to it.